going on?
What up, Jacob? So everybody, if you didn't know, you're checking out Percussion Lab Radio, live on radio23.org. We got Mood Gadget and Ghostly's own Jacob Alexander in the house tonight for a brief chat.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. It's good to have you over here finally. Been trying to get you on the show for a while.
No, this is perfect. I'm going to come every week.
Yeah, kids are wiling out right now in the chat room.
The new chat room is amazing.
And in your living room.
Yeah. People are, they got skull masks on, some ninja outfit.
Cereal.
People are eating cereal. It's getting a little crazy in there.
It's still all PG. I haven't seen anything wild.
Not that wild. Anyway, right now in the background, we got one of Mood Gadget's first compilations, Expanse at Low Levels. And this bad boy right here, basically...
multiple times, I think.
I am. I guess I'm a little biased. This was basically the compilation you wanted to make just to show some love for the ambient music.
Yeah, definitely. I felt like there was a lot of my friends that were doing quote-unquote ambient music and they didn't really like the tag name. A lot of people were playing piano, a lot of people were playing guitar. A lot of people felt like ambient was kind of tied in with the words pure mood.
Right.
Which is nothing that you'd want.
No.
But so we kind of tried to start our own genre, low levels, kind of, you know, so you can kind of do any kind of instrument. And on the thing, it was a various collection of even Calmer's on it, who's also here. And it's still one of my favorite comps on, actually one of my favorite releases on the label.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's one of mine too. I mean, it's just gorgeous. You got so many people on there that are making these drawn out, gorgeous, gorgeous textures. Like this guy right here, the reflecting skin. And she disappeared into the snow. With a title like that, you just kind of, you know it's serious.
Yeah,
you know it's serious.
Super serious. Way too serious.
So tell me a little bit about Mood Gadget for the people who are listening and don't know about it.
Well, Mood Gadget's a label that's kind of based out of Ann Arbor in Brooklyn, because I have a partner named Adam Hunt who hopefully is listening, but he lives in Ann Arbor, and we started in Ann Arbor, and I kind of just we have a mission statement, which is exposing the diversity in electronically made music, which kind of helps us do everything, you know, because
right,
everything,
right.
You know, guitars, everything.
Yes.
You know, computers, we all make electronic music with them. So the label started because I wanted to put out friends' music and hopefully, you know, just kind of help them out.
Yeah, well, you had some damn talented friends. I remember when I first met you, well, virtually at least, I don't know, it must have been like 5 years ago or something when Atmosphere Radio was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Percussion Lab used to supply the radio stream for this site that Jacob was writing for. And I met Benoit, who I did an album with through this site. And Jacob was doing some writing for him and also was working with Benoit over at Ghostly. And you released Benoit's first 7-inch, right?
Yeah. Did that in 2003 or 4.
Mm-hmm. And there's a reissue, right?
Yeah, we did a reissue with just some with some remixes and the whole thing digitally, which came out about 2 years ago.
Awesome. So, how's Brooklyn treating you? You relocated here how long ago?
This is gonna be coming up to 2.5 years.
Hell yeah. You already got the Mood Gadget Monthly going on.
Yeah.
Who the Shining Star? Shining Star is a Mood Gadget right now holding
Shining
that shit down.
Shining Stars. I couldn't say Shining Stars, but I could tell you what's coming up right now. We have another LP from 800 Beloved, which is a post-rock musician that we have. His dad helped write 6 Feet Under. He does beautiful, like, psychedelic furs kind of stuff. We have Rob Theakston, who is one of the guys that kind of really helped start Ghostly International with Sam, and kind of got it to the level of being a label. He came from like a Planet E background.
Right.
And he's doing a beautiful ambient record. He lives in Lexington, Kentucky, and it kind of helped us bring on Casino vs. Japan, which just released an album on Mood Gadget, which was a reissue, but we'll have an EP or an album from him.
Hell yeah.
This year.
Looking forward to that. It'll be the first new material for a while.
Yeah, 6 years.
Damn.
If Todd from Car Park's listening, like, you get the album, I'll get the EP. Hopefully.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I know he's out there.
I remember...
I know a lot of one of those people that are out there. One of them is Todd from Car Park.
He's in the skull masks. He's in the skull mask, so you don't recognize him. I remember, I think, some of the original Percussion Lab radio shows we were doing over at WVKR. I used to play that Casino versus Japan, the last album. What was the name of it again?
Whole Numbers Make Play the Basics?
Yeah, that one. I used to play that regularly. That was a good, good album.
That was a really good record.
So what's your involvement with Ghostly exactly? I mean, you're doing some A&R for them. I keep noticing that, like, some of your best artists from Mood Gadget end up moseying over to Ghostly, doing full links over there.
Yeah, at Ghostly, I've been there since, been there for almost, I think it's 8 years now, and just doing A&R, but some creative help whenever anyone needs anything, but whatever. There's so much that comes on the plate of just like, hey, do this, and I'm totally down to help because Sam's one of my best friends, and what else? Yeah, but how those guys go over there, that's a crazy little story. I still don't get how that works. It's just kind of Sam really enjoys it, and he's like, I'm like, well, there's another LP, and I kind of give Sam everything.
Of course, yeah.
And play him stuff, and he's just like, it kind of helps when someone has the full spectrum of, like, the branding, another LP, just, like, a full story of, like, kind of like, I don't know, one thing that I can share with everyone since just doing A&R and everything, you know, sometimes you get emails with, like, just one link to your music and what country you're from. It's nice and all, but, like, I mean, also, like, if someone comes with a huge amount of assets,
yeah,
it kind of you know, eases the amount spending the time on the branding and everything, and you can spend more time on video, and you can spend more time on building on top of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so just the unsigned musicians out there, if you guys have this whole like world that you're pretty much controlling every day, it's so much of a great thing to have if you look at it from a label standpoint.
Let me get. All right, I'm gonna take this opportunity right now. Let me get some tips. You got some tips. I know you've been working with lots of artists doing their first releases, giving lots of kids opportunities to release their amazing music. But I mean, maybe not all of these guys out there. You know, it's so easy right now to pick up a computer and start making some dope beats or some beautiful textures or whatever. I know you got some tips for these guys out there. Is there anything you want them to know before they start wasting your time?
Nah, none of it's wasting my time. I like the idea of one musician that's very unique to the label is JDSY. He came to me with almost, I think I'm sitting on maybe 250 songs that are under 2 minutes.
Jesus.
And he wants to keep them under 2 minutes. And the thing is like, you know, we've done an EP, a longer EP, a mini LP pretty much, another LP, and then we're going to do another LP soon with him. And, you know, not all of it we can sign, you know, and, you know, the one thing is he has, you know, a lot of people like to write songs that are maybe 7 minutes long. You know, you sit in your room, you're writing 7 minute long songs. That's great. I think, you know, giving people a bunch of songs that they're gonna want to re-listen to again, mm-hmm, is a goal. I mean, like, you can be Fortet and Burial and write 9 minute songs. You know, you can even do slow disco stuff and go into the 14 minute realm with also Villalobos and people like that.
Right.
But those guys are very those guys are set in stone. They're golden.
Yeah, they're established.
Yeah. So I would, if you got a hook. And you can write a song and keep it 2.5 minutes long, and I want to hear it like over and over, that's gonna make me want to email you back.
You know?
I mean, it doesn't, and you know, it doesn't have to be the rough draft version. Make it the final version. I'll always put out the extended version. We could always put out the extended version when you're big boss man. When I'm like, when I'm trying to get a hold of you, and you won't email me back, but that's
fine. We'll return your calls.
Fine.
Write the hook, loop it.
Loop it. Loop it once.
Loop it once. Just one loop. Send it my way.
Yeah, exactly. Send me 14-second songs. Everyone write 14-second songs.
There you have it, folks. Out there, all you kids, kitties on your laptop.
Yeah.
15 seconds tops. Tops. Well, anyway, I want to let you go. You got a dope-ass mix that you want to drop for us. But first off, got to do the weekly. What are you listening to right now? What's piquing your interest? I know you go through tons of music a week. So what you got on your iPhone right now?
What am I listening to? This morning, I actually listened to the... I can't even pronounce his name. And he's a countryman of mine. Polish. The Polish guy. Starts with a J. On whatever... Resident Advisor has a podcast this week.
It's Jan something.
No, it's Jezviak.
I saw that. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Beautiful.
Anyway, go to Resident Advisor. Check the podcast of the week right now.
That and Small Black, who's also playing in Brooklyn this Saturday, kind of has this washed out sound.
Yeah.
And I'll be playing a song from that.
Oh, awesome. I know Pandatone's going to get a kick out of that one. Yeah, he's that all about this. He's calling it Glow.
Glow-fi?
G-L-O-fi, yeah.
Glow-fi. Chill Wave and Chill Dream Wave. Beat.
Oh, God. Dream Beat, really? I haven't heard that one yet.
Well, Dream Beat's the one I was... Sam actually thought of it, actually.
Really? Dream Beat?
Dream Beat.
I like that.
Think about that.
That's good.
Deep.
Well, think about some Dream Beat out there while Jacob sets up to drop some gems on ya. This one right here, myself, Praveen with Distant Snow.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Thanks. This is off Expanse at Low Levels on Mood Gadget Records.